Chaitanya Charitamrita class, the story of Chota Haridas, which is a very complicated story and some very heavy instructions, which we'll hear the conclusion of this story today from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So yesterday we heard that 1 year had passed and there was no news of Haridas, and then the news was sort of Damodar corrected everybody's mentality, and then someone came from Prayag and said they saw the whole thing, and then he gave up his body. And then it explains a year later that so now everyone understood what had happened to him, that he gave up his body. Chota Haridas, Junior Haridas, gave up his body in Prayag at the Triveni, holy place of Prayag Tirtha. Varshantari Shivananda Sabhavaktalan Prabhuri Milila Asi Anandita-han. At the end of a year, Shivananda Sain came to Jagannath Puri, as usual, accompanied by all the other devotees from Srikanda, Navadvip, Mayapur, Shantipur, Bengal, etc. Because he was the organizer. He was the organizer of the Yatra in charge, Shivananda Sain. He was fabulously wealthy. So Shivananda Sain was organizing the party of about 300 devotees who come every year, and lots of taxes, all these different provinces and kingdoms they have to pass through to go to Puri from Bengal. And Shivananda Sain would pay all the taxes, pilgrim's tax, and he would pay all the boat fees and all the fooding and everything. So when they say Shivananda Sain, then that includes about 400 devotees. And great happiness to meet Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. Haridasa kahan jadi srivas puchila swakarma falabuk puman prabhu uttaradila. Srivas Thakur, when he came from Mayapur and he didn't see Chota Haridas, who was a very famous kirtan leader, he was one of the in crowd, one of the well-known personalities in Lord Chaitanya's Sangha. Oh, where's he saw everyone there, so-and-so, there's Paramananda, there's Balabhadra Bhattacharya, there's Govinda, there's Kashishvara, there, all the different devotees were there as per usual in Puri. But then they didn't see Chota Haridas. And Srivas said, last year he was here, I don't see, where is Haridas? And Lord Chaitanya replied, Swakarma fal buk puman prabhu uttaradila. Mahaprabhu said to Srivas, a person is sure to achieve the results of his fruit of activities. Swakarma fal. Tabe Srivas tara. I mean, Lord Chaitanya is speaking in very cryptic language. Tabe Srivas tana vritanta kahila yache sankalpa yache trivene pravashila. Then Srivas Thakur related the details of Haridas's decision and his entering the waters of the confluence of the Ganga and Jamuna. Yeah, it's very interesting because Srivas, the first verse we heard, he inquired from Mahaprabhu, where is Junior Haridas? And the Lord simply said, he's executing his karma or something. So, although it's a rhetorical question, although Srivas Thakur is asking the question, where is he? He knew the answer. He knew the answer already. It was an interesting conversation. He's asking, Lord Chaitanya, where is Haridas? He said, he's reaping the fruit of his karma. And then the next verse, which he read, is then Srivas is telling Lord Chaitanya where he is. So that's called a rhetorical question. You know the answer of the question you're asking. So when he heard all the details, Mahaprabhu smiled, Shuni Prabhu Hasikahi, Suprasana Chitta, Prakriti Dharshan Kaile E Prayash Chitta. When Mahaprabhu heard all the details of Chota Haridas's demise, he smiled in a pleased mood. Suprasana Chitta. Then he said, Prakriti Dharshan Kaile E Prayash Chitta. Prakriti Darshan. Very interesting. Prakriti. If with sensual intentions one looks at women, this is the only process of atonement. So it's very interesting how there's so much similarity in the preaching of the great acharyas of religious doctrine. If you look at the preaching of Muhammad, where you look who's the, of course, main propagator of Muslim religion, or you look at the preaching or teaching of Lord Jesus, they say, or Jesus of the Christ, his preaching in the Bible, and you look at the teachings of what the materialistic people say, the medieval saint Sri Chaitanya of West Bengal, as the professors say, the medieval saint and social reformer, Sri Chaitanya. This is how he's described, the social reformer, because he said, let everyone, religion is for everyone, not only the Brahmins, and let everyone take part in yajna, sankirtan yajna. You don't have to be born. Kiva virpa kivanasi sudra kenanai, ye Krishna tattva veda se guru hai. Anyone can be guru, not only a born Brahmin or a born Brijbasi Brahmin that some people like to propagate. That Brahmins are the gurus of society, and sannyasis are the gurus of the Brahmins, and Brijbasi Brahmins are the gurus of everyone. There are books written in English to propagate such interesting Siddhanta. Very unique Siddhanta. Brijbasi Brahmins are the gurus of everyone. So this point that Lord Chaitanya is saying, Prakriti Darshan. Prakriti means the female aspect, the female energy. Then Darshan. And then it says here, he says that if one, Prabhupada says, Prakriti Darshan, if someone sees a woman with sensual propensity, it's very interesting. You can understand how much advancement in devotion one must have to translate transcendental literature. Is there anywhere in this Bengali the word stri or sent? It says prakriti darshan koile e prayaschitta. Prayaschitta is, in other words, the atonement, that we know. But the phrase, and we have suprasana chitta, prasana, su, very much excessive prasana, chitta, his in happy mood, his consciousness, his heart, his mind was very happy, extremely happy. Shuni, hearing this, Shuni, Prabhu, Hasi. Hasi means hasita, smiling, happy. Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, he heard from Shivas, oh yes, he committed suicide at Triveni. Then Lord Chaitanya was smiling, oh, he's happy. He smiled, and his mind was suprasana. That's the first sense. And now the next thing is Prakriti Darshan Prayaschitta. So take Prakriti, the material energy, seeing the material, and taking Prakriti Darshan and coming up with, if someone sees women with a sensual propensity. So Prabhupada is able to translate or present this idea because it's in context with the flow of the whole story. So when you translate, not only do you have to know the language very perfectly, but you have to know the rasa. You have to be situated in rasa or bhav yourself. You have to know the rasa and bhav of the exchanges going between the bhaktas and the Lord. Then you have to very much know the story because every verse is connected to the story. So prakriti, what is in relation to this lila Chota Haridas, what is prakriti? And that, so this word prakriti refers back 40 verses ago to Madhavi Mahiti. So this when Prabhupada saw the word prakriti, he sees Madhavi Mahiti. And then darshan, prakriti darshan. Oh, this is, prakriti means woman, means female. It's purusha and prakriti. Well, what prakriti? Well, that prakriti. Who is that prakriti? That prakriti is that one 40 verses ago in this lila that was introduced in the beginning when Chota Haridas went to Madhavi Mahiti to beg rice for the Bhagavan Acharya to cook for Lord Chaitanya. That darshan, he saw her. And so so this is how he tied it together and then made a philosophical point out of it. So this exact same point is spoken by Muhammad and also by Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus says in the Bible, he says, at least the way it's translated, he didn't speak English, obviously, but he spoke Hebrew or whatever they speak over there. I said, if one glances at a woman with sensual intentions, it is the same as if he lay down to bed with that woman. You know, like enjoy. So now Not Jesus didn't take it any further than that, but Lord Chaitanya is taking it further by saying, yes, and if one does that, it doesn't even say just as one, doesn't even say. Of course, it will be developed, that, especially if that one is a sannyasi or a babaji or whatever. That point will be brought out later. But it says here, saying, and Lord Jesus is saying, anyone, if any man, grihastha, of course, they didn't have those terms, but any married man or single man looks at a woman, then he has committed a sin of adultery. Basically, because it means if he looks at the woman with this enjoying propensity, then he has committed the sin of adultery or laid down with her. So Lord Jesus left it at that. But Lord Chaitanya said, yes, and the only means of atonement for one who does this is to commit suicide in Triveni. Sarupadi militave vichara karila Triveni prabhave haridasa prabhupadapaila. Then all the devotees headed by Srup Damodar Goswami concluded that because Haridas had committed suicide at the confluence of the Ganga and Jamuna, he must have ultimately attained the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur remarks that after one adopts the renounced order of life and accepts the dress of either a sannyasi or a babaji, if he entertains the idea of sense gratification, especially in relationship with a woman, the only atonement is to commit suicide at the confluence of the Ganga and Jamuna. Only by such atonement can his sinful life be purified. If such a person is thus punished, it is possible for him to attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without such punishment, however, the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very difficult to regain. So this is the purport of this verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But Srila Prabhupada, of course, is written in the 8th canto, Gajendra Moksha story. He has extended further the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by saying, he didn't advise that. Srila Prabhupada didn't want his followers to do that. In fact, he himself, there are cases of sannyasis that were preaching in different continents, which we mentioned before, and they completely fell down, even breaking three of the principles, or I don't know, maybe all the principles, breaking all of three of two or three of the principles, or all the principles, and Srila Prabhupada reinstated them in their ashram, sannyasa ashram, and gave them blessings and said, continue to preach, I will take care of everything, I will resolve everything. So this is the Kripambuddhi, the oceanic mercy of the Vaishnava, that he can do more than the Lord can do. So that is why we're very much needing the mercy of Sri Guru, because the power of the Lord is in the hand of the devotee. All the power of the Lord is in the hands of the devotee. Right? Kripa Shakti Murti. Kripa Shakti. Kripa is a Shakti, so that means power, potency. So all the potency and power of the Lord is in the hand of the devotee. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadad nagati katopi. So that's why they say if the devotee is offended, the holy name can forgive you. What is it? How does it work? I forget. But if the holy name is offended, the holy name can forgive you. But the devotee is offended, then only the devotee can forgive you. So if the devotee if the guru forgives his disciple of any transgression, even the most serious transgression on the basis of traditional varnashram consideration of the vidhi nisheda of shastra, shastra vidhi, or the rules and regulations of shastra, one may engage in the most heinous transgression of Vedic law. But if the empowered representative, Sakshat Hari, Krishna Preshta, Mukunda Preshta, Sri Guru, if he forgives that disciple, then Krishna definitely 100% forgives that disciple, and there's no further atonement required. So this is the unlimited causeless mercy of the divine representative of the Lord, Sri Guru. E matalila kare sachira nandan yahashuni bhaktagana dyudaya karnaman. In this way, Mahaprabhu Sachinandan performs his pastimes, which greatly satisfy the ears and minds of pure devotees who hear about them. Apana karunya loke vairagya shikshan sabhaktera gada anu raga prakati karan. The incident of Chota Haridas manifests the mercy of Mahaprabhu. His teaching that a sannyasi should remain in a renounced order and a deep attachment to him felt by his faithful devotees. Tirtera mahima nija bhakti atmasat ekalilaya karina prabhu karya panchasat. It also demonstrates the glories of holy places and shows how the Lord accepts his faithful devotee. Thus the Lord fulfilled 5 or 7 purposes by performing this one pastime, Sri Chaitanya chastising Chota Haridas. Madura Chaitanya Lila Samudra Gambir Loke Nahi Buche Buche Jay Bhakta Deer. The pastimes of Mahaprabhu are like nectar, and they are deep like the ocean, Samudra Gambir. People in general cannot understand them, but a sober devotee can, Bhakta Deer. Vishwas kariya shuna chaitanya charita tarkana kariha tarke habe viparita. Please hear the pastimes of Mahaprabhu with faith and confidence. Do not argue, for arguments will produce a contrary result. Sri Rupa Raghunatha pare jara ash chaitanya charitamrita kahe Krishna das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. So this is a summary of this chapter by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In this discussion, the story of Chota Haridas, one should derive the following lessons. 7 lessons. There are 7 lessons to derive from this story. Lesson 1. Although Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of God, is the incarnation of mercy, right, Karuna Avatar, he nevertheless gave up the company of one of his personal associates, Junior Haridas. For if he had not done so, pseudo-devotees would have taken advantage of Junior Haridas' fault by using it as an excuse to live as devotees and at the same time have illicit sexual connections. Such activities would have demoralized the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as a result, devotees would surely have gone to a hellish life in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lesson 2. By chastising Junior Haridas, the Lord set the standard for acharyas, heads of institutions propagating the Chaitanya cult, and for all actual devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to maintain the highest standard. Lesson 3. Mahaprabhu instructed that a pure devotee should be simple and free from sinful activities, for thus one can be Lord Chaitanya's bona fide servant. Mahaprabhu taught his followers how to observe the renounced order strictly. Lesson 4. Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that his devotees are exalted and their character is ideal. He kindly accepts his faithful devotees and teaches them how much tribulation and disturbance can be produced by even a slight deviation from the strict principles of devotional life. Lesson 5. By chastising Junior Haridas, Mahaprabhu exhibited his mercy toward him. So it was a mercy expression. Thus showing how elevated was Junior Haridas' love for Mahaprabhu. Because of this transcendental relationship, the Lord corrected even a slight offense committed by his pure devotee. Therefore, one who wants to be a pure devotee of Mahaprabhu should give up all material sense gratification. Otherwise, The lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very difficult to attain. Unless one gives up all sense gratification, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga, unless one gives up all sense gratification, it will be very difficult to attain lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means it will be impossible, absolutely impossible, to attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, who are given to us by Mahaprabhu. Lesson 6. If one dies in a celebrated holy place like Prayag, Mathura, or Vrindavan, he can be relieved of the reactions to sinful life and attain the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why so many old people come to Vrindavan. Brajadam is Chintamani Dham. It is a very special place with very special powers. Lesson 7. Although a pure or faithful devotee may fall down, he nevertheless ultimately gets the chance to go back home, back to Godhead, by the mercy of the Lord. So in lesson number 5, it was showing this mercy expression. It was showing how that because Lord Chaitanya intensely loved Chota Haridas, he was willing to chastise him. So Prabhupada often said that if he, and there's so many stories about Advaitacharya, he acted in such a way so he would get chastised by Lord Chaitanya. So many pastimes. And Prabhupada says if the guru loves his disciple, then he chastises him. So then Tamal Krishna used to say, Prabhupada, you must really love me. Prabhupada, you must really love me because you really crack me to bits. Because Prabhupada really would chastise Tamal just to increase his devotion. So if anyone feels they're getting heavily rebuked by their spiritual preceptor, they should consider that these are love bites. Every chastisement is a love bite given by the benevolent, well-wishing guru. We pray for such rebukes and criticisms. Crack me, smack me, poke me, punch me, whatever it takes to purify my ego. Sri Guru Sharanam Mama. So this is the story of Chota Haridas. Very serious story with so many lessons. It's glorifying the holy Dham, Prayag Dham, and Vrindavan Dham, of course. The glories are even much greater than Prayag. Prayag is the king of the Tirthas. He's called Tirtharaj. But when he comes to Vrindavan, he simply rolls in the dust. He comes to Vrindavan every year and rolls in the dust. He holds the dust of Vrindavan on his head. The king of all Tirthas becomes a servant to the dust of Braja. Of Braj. So you can imagine what is the position of Braja Dham, Braja Bhumi. Because you go to Prayag, you get free from sins. If you come to Vrindavan, you attain Prema Bhakti. It's quite different. So, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai.